Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he would mount his conveyance. So the du'as that are taught to us at the time when we are going on a journey. So we may not be riding horses, we may not be riding camels, but we got vehicles that we travel with. So when we go into our vehicle before we can start our journey, then these are the du'as that we can read, especially if a person is going on a long journey, then he should take extra precaution and he should be extra careful that he reads these du'as, beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we, as we're seeing the meanings of these du'as, they're so deep, they're not just relative to this world that we're seeing, this journey that I'm going from here, for example, to Dubai, from Dubai, then I'm going to Makkah, Sharif, going to Jeddah. It's not just limited to that trip, but it's a reminder of the ultimate trip and that ultimate journey of going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and warning us also, whilst a person is reading the dua, it's an indication, a warning, a reminder to him that be prepared for that journey, so don't mess up on the short journey that you are on and do anything that will interrupt, that will jeopardize, that will spoil that bigger journey of yours, and that is the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abdullah ibn Sarjis radiallahu anhu qal, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا سافر يتعوذ من وعثاء السفر وكآبة المنقلب والحور بعد الكون ودعوة المظلوم وسوء المنظر في الأهل والمال. ورواه مسلم. هكذا هو في صحيح مسلم الحور بعد الكون بالنون كذا رواه الترمذي والنسائي. قال الترمذي ويروى الكور بالراء كلاهما له وجه. هذا عبد الله بن سرجس رضي الله عنه narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam embarked on a journey, he would seek refuge from the difficulties of the journey. So this hadith is explaining, it's talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yata'awwadhu, he would seek protection, min wa'atha'i safar, from the difficulties of the journey. And the next part of the dua, waka'abatil munqalab, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would seek refuge from an undesirable return. That, oh Allah, it shouldn't be such. I'm giving you an explanation. That when I return, then I see things that I don't like to see. I wouldn't like to see. And yesterday we explained in our terms and our times that a man goes on a journey and he comes back and he gets the news that this one is very ill, that one is sick, this one met up with an accident, that person passed away. Now, in other words, when I come back, I don't like to see anything. I don't like to see a scene that is undesirable. Or to take it even further now, that this children of mine, the wife of mine, are not reading namaz and they are committing so many gunas. That also hurts a person, that he left his family and he went and he came back and he's seeing such a drastic retrogression that is taking place as far as his family is concerned. So see how this dua is covering. One is covering the journey that a person is going, and one is upon his return also. Allah, protect me from seeing a scene that I don't like to see. I wouldn't like to see. The next part, وَالْحَوْرِ بَعْدَ الْكُونِ, Allah, save me from retrogression after progress. After having some level of stability, save me from a situation where that stability goes down. I start retrogressing. I start going into a state of decrease. So here, this cone means substance. So it's being stable. And Allah, after being stable, save me from any type of decrease. Whatever decrease it is, save me from decrease. So don't allow me to go backwards after this journey. And think about it today, in our time and age, how many times a person goes backwards when he's going on a holiday, he's going on a journey. When he comes back, it's as though he has to start from square one. All his namazes now he hasn't read, or maybe he's read, but he's got out of the habit of the masjid. Now he'll have to go and make it a habit of coming back to the masjid. His sleeping patterns have gone out, his eating patterns have gone out. What he ate also sometimes were completely opposite to what the doctor had prescribed. So instead of him progressing as far as his deen is concerned, as far as his dunya is concerned, as far as his health is concerned, all that went backwards because of this journey that he made on this holiday. He was free to do anything and he lost all limits. So therefore this hadith is teaching us beautifully. Even on a journey also, if you've got limits, maintain that limits. And we should be having limits. It doesn't matter what journey it is, we should keep our limits in place, keep that moderation in place. Person should be careful even on a journey. So this part of the hadith, وَالْحَوْرِ بَعْدَ الْكَوْنِ, that Allah Ta'ala, save me from retrogression, save me from any type of decrease after being in whatever level of stability I am. So retrogression after progress. And the next one is وَدَعْوَةِ الْمَظْلُومِ وَاللَّهِ. Save me from the du'as of the oppressed. Why du'as of the oppressed? Because in one hadith it comes that لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ تَرْجُمَانِ. That there isn't, or لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ hijab. There isn't any veil between the du'a of an oppressed person in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The du'a of an oppressed person is readily accepted. Sometimes it may take time, but it will be accepted. It's not a small thing. We may be out on a journey. We don't know whose rights we have trampled on the journey. Sometimes it will be another passenger who traveling with us. Sometimes it will be someone we met there. Sometimes it will be somebody we spoke harshly to. We don't know whose rights we trampled on. Wallah, save me from the du'as of any oppressed person. I may have oppressed somebody, maybe even before leaving I oppressed and I went on the journey, sometimes on the journey, but wherever it is, Allah save me from the du'as of an oppressed person. So, وَدَعْوَةِ الْمَظْلُومِ وَسُوءِ الْمَنْظَرِ فِي الْأَهْلِ وَالْمَالِ. Oh Allah, save me from experiencing an evil condition in respect of my family and in respect of my wealth. So Allah Ta'ala save me from experiencing any evil condition as far as my family is concerned and as far as my wealth is concerned. Here we explain that once a person goes out, then his wealth generally is left. In our context to understand, he leaves his business to somebody. He leaves his business for someone else to run. Sometimes he leaves his wealth for somebody else to look after. And his family also, if he's got young children, he's got family that he's taking care of, he's generally left at someone else to look after and take care. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I come back, I shouldn't experience any difficulty from this family of mine's, in our understanding, the shop of mine, this business of mine, this job of mine. Nothing should happen when I come back. So my journey going and my journey returning. In another hadith it is mentioned, Al-Hawr Ba'd Al-Kawn. This we explained. Another narration is mentioned, Kawr. But both have the very similar meaning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't allow me to experience any type of decrease to that position of increase that I was in, or that stable position, that straight position that I was in. Don't allow me to go down. In fact, this should be a condition of a mu'min and a believer at all times, not only on a journey. Is that what condition I am? I should never ever go down. A Muslim doesn't go down, he's only going up all the time until he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't go down. Here we're speaking about, not as far as dunya is concerned, as far as his deen is concerned. Every day must be a better day for me as far as my deen is concerned. It shouldn't be such that today I read tahajjud and tomorrow I must my tahajjud. Today I did my zikr and tomorrow I must my zikr. Today I did tilawat of Quran and tomorrow I must it. Every day should be a stable day, and the best day should be the highest point, and that is the point when maut comes. In other words, he's kept increasing his altitude as far as his akhirat is concerned, to such a point that the highest altitude he is on is the day that his soul departs from his body. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.